Hey guys, welcome to Steak and Eggs, episode 64, my lucky number, where we recently, last episode, we talked to Asmongold's dad. If you haven't seen that episode, you definitely should go check that out, as well as subscribe to the Patreon, which is in the link in the description. I'm joined, as always, with Zach Asmongold.
I'm just glad I'm going to have a chance to talk today.
Yep.
No, that was insane that like you didn't get a single word in. It was like...
No, absolutely not.
Wait, yeah, I didn't get to intro Emmy yet.
I know.
Oh. And Emeril.
Now it's her turn to not have anything to say.
Dude, I'm just curious. First of all, from that episode last week, y'all were clocked out. I'm just saying, after an hour and a half of that episode podcast, it looks like y'all's soul left your body. I was even...
When it comes to old people, it's like you let them talk, right?
He's not old.
He's only 77.
When it comes to people with a lot of stories
people
and
with an advanced age.
You let them talk, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of expecting he was going to tell us more about your childhood.
Why would he talk about me if he could talk about himself?
Dude,
I mean, you think about it from his perspective, that's way more interesting.
Dude, and first of all, totally fair. The stories about Vietnam were insane, but I was just like, you think Asmongold should clean his house? Well, let me tell you about 1968.
So
Vietnam.
I started smoking cigarettes at 5 years old.
I drove a tank because they said my feet were too flat.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, he missed the part where he had a vision in a dream that told him that he needed to drive tanks in Vietnam.
Stop.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah.
And he said the vision told him it showed tanks in a DMZ. And then he went to the army recruiter and it had a poster and it said tanks at the DMZ.
Yeah.
And that's why he did it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No. And by the way, there were other parts. Whenever I interrupted him at the beginning of a sentence, I just want you guys to know that there was a reason for that. There was a reason.
Yeah. I mean, who's more like me and my dad or Asmund and his dad?
I think Asmund and his dad.
Yeah, I think so too.
But like, okay, but do you guys think when you're their age, you're going to be like them?
I hope I live that long. That would be awesome. I think I'm going to get assassinated.
Oh, really?
Oh, you too.
I mean, that'd be a best case scenario.
Who? China?
Oh, maybe, yeah. China. Think about how many bad things he'll have said about Genshin by then.
Yep, I know.
Yeah.
Me and you, we're not making it past 50. There's no way.
No, they're going to take us out after China takes over the world and buys the United States.
Who's taking you out?
Oh, China too. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they'll probably just get everybody, you know? Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, dude, speaking of people getting taken out, I watched your stream for
the Trump assassination.
Yep.
You saw that?
Boy.
That was
fucking
crazy.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It's been insane 2 weeks. It was like, I wanted to talk about it last week, but we couldn't, and now even more has happened.
Yeah. So here's what I know, and you let me know whatever I'm missing. So Joe Biden got COVID. He's dropping out.
I think that he's dropping out. COVID was like the last straw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, the dude is fucking clocked out. Like, he deserves to ride off into the sunset. You know, Joe Biden's an idiot and he's done a lot of things wrong, but like, I want to see him. You know, he's been a public servant for 50 fucking years, right?
Yeah.
Like, just take your fucking vacation and go and, you know, enjoy the rest of your life, spend time with your family.
I'm glad that he's
stepping away.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he's okay because there was like a little bit of a...
I was really worried. And like, it would be really funny if by the time this episode comes out, he's dead.
Well, I sure
would
be.
That would be crazy.
That would be fucked up.
Maybe funny. Funny isn't the right word, but it would
ironic.
Be interesting. Yeah, ironic.
It'd be silly.
Yeah.
It would be noteworthy. How about that?
Yeah.
Very noteworthy.
I think our president, who is 53rd?
53rd. He's the 46th president. 46th. Excuse me.
Never let tech don't forget Joe Biden.
53rd is pretty good. I honestly think 53 is pretty close.
Oh, I was thinking of the states, the United States, and then...
Oh, I can see why. Yeah, it makes sense.
I was close.
Yeah.
There's what, 51 states?
52? No, there's 50. You're wrong on that too.
No, but didn't they add
they
like
added
some...
No.
Some
well, no, you have
no,
like...
No, but no,
for
no,
example,
they're like territories, they're
that's
not
right.
states.
Yeah,
no,
yep.
But they're not states.
They're not states.
Okay. So
I think that they
Cuba,
talked
right?
about maybe making them states, or maybe that was like clickbait, but no, they're not states.
And Cuba's one of them?
Cuba is not one of them.
What do we have? Is it Hawaii?
Well, Hawaii is an actual state. Alaska is an actual state.
Yeah.
There's things like the Virgin Islands, for example, and then one that starts with G. I can't remember like why. Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. There's that. That's another one. And yeah, Guam. There you go.
Ooh, American Samoa.
Yeah, there you go. And so, Puerto Rico. There's the one. Yes.
So how did we steal Alaska from Canada?
I don't know how the fuck that happened. And I think that we should give it back. I do.
How did they find Hawaii?
They're probably going over there and they're like, what the fuck? But like, okay, are they
like,
doing?
Like now, sure. But like back then, how did they find it?
Well, because you got to think about it. So have you ever had a time where your internet went out for like 2 or 3 hours and you did more work than you had in the previous month?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And so this is the thing. How is it that they built the pyramids? Well, they never had internet. Then, oh, how did they figure out the stars? The Mayans? Because that's all they had to fucking do.
First of all, the pyramids weren't built by us.
Well, it was by aliens.
Absolutely.
No, I don't know.
The thing about how would anybody have picked that up?
I mean, they would have figured it out because they have nothing better to do.
Or it was just aliens.
It could be aliens. I'm not out on ancient aliens, but I'm not an investor either.
Are you going to blow your mind? I don't think anything actually happened before the 1800s.
Really?
Yep.
Usually people think that it started 6,000 years ago rather than 200 years ago.
200.
So you think the Earth was created 200 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah. I think everything before that was made by aliens.
Well, what about like George Washington?
Not real?
I mean, I don't know. Well,
I think about it. Why would he be real? Why does he have to be real?
Because it's cool. Like, yeah, what do you mean? I don't know. Like, yeah, I look, okay. Look,
Here's my real.
Look,
okay. We can only know what we've been told.
Yeah?
I mean, I would say that's a pretty fair statement. Right? We don't really know that we know what we think we know.
I am not 100% certain that Hawaii is even real.
And neither are you.
You've never been there.
No, I've never been to Hawaii.
That's right. We don't know. However,
but we really think
there's a really high chance it is.
Yeah, but like people bring things from Hawaii. There's artifacts from longer than 200, unless they're fake.
Well, you have cosplay items from fake video games. Why couldn't they just say it's from fake Hawaii?
Oh, that's
exactly.
So true.
Yep. I think there's a lot of misconceptions with the Earth, and I think we are right now a lot more important than the world is making us think when they make you feel so insignificant, where they say the Earth is one microscopic speck in the infinitesimal
microscopic
spot, the etherverse, right? But I feel like there are a lot more reasons that we were put here on this Earth, and I think it's been less than 200 years since the galaxies were created.
There are more galaxies in the world and planets in the universe than there are grains of sand on a beach.
There are more galaxies in the world.
Yep.
In the universe.
Right. I just think, I think we're a lot more connected than one might think.
Okay, well then where are we connected to?
The soul.
Where's the fuck are the aliens? Because if I was an alien, I would be making miracles. I would be like, bro, what's that? Remember that guy, Jesus guy?
If I was an alien, I wouldn't be making up fake, like, George Washington lore. Like,
I would be like, I would treat it like a private server. I would be like, let's spawn in a Triceratops. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a spawn in situation, and I don't even know how to explain it. I was in my house the other day, and I've always only had one trash can.
Yeah.
I shit you not. One trash can. Okay. All of a sudden, I had two trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
No idea where it came from. I remembered. I was like, oh, that's so convenient. Very nice. Day after, I'm back to only having one trash can.
I had a crazy spawn, too. Like, I had a lizard. You see that lizard?
Yeah.
That's a big motherfucker, isn't it? That's a big boy.
That's a big fucking lizard.
That's an elite. Dude, that's like an iguana.
I know. He's living in my area now. Mm-hmm. And I might try to get him and put him on stream, but I don't want to hurt him in the process.
Yeah.
And so, no, I've had things spawn in too. I had a snake. There's like a 10-foot snake in my yard. Jesus. I don't know whatever.
We have those?
I guess Texas
has
those.
It was a green one. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
I
got stung by a scorpion on one of my feet and like it's a different color now and I haven't been to the doctor yet.
What color
what
is it?
What are you talking about? Like, today?
Well, hey.
No, like 3 days ago.
Your foot got fucked up by a scorpion.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's not like I like Googled it and it's like, oh, it's going to be fine. And I was like, oh, I'm not going.
Well, I sure hope that Google's right. Man.
No, it said if it were bad, I would be in severe pain and vomiting.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Okay.
Didn't you just say you were at a 3 or a 4?
Yeah, but that was like, never mind.
This is our last stream, guys. Sorry.
What if I die?
Last video.
That would suck.
Yeah.
No.
Who's going to replace you?
Who's going to get the Kirby's?
Don't matter. Just leave my chair empty.
Yeah, I guess so.
For my memory.
We'll get Finn.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Finn would be great.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello, friends. My name is Tucky, a man who understands the value of the great outdoors and the peace it provides. And speaking of peace, today's sponsor, Cash App brings even more of it to my life. Cash App's mission is to make it as easy as possible to get the most out of your money. That's why when you deposit your paycheck on Cash App, you get extra protection with $50 and free overdraft coverage. There is truly nothing better than having some extra peace of mind for all my happy little critters out there. That's why I always end up thinking about peaceful things like a ripple of water on a river in northern Montana, the majestic call of a blue whale, remembering how Cash App won't charge you fees if you have to overdraft, and the stunning beauty of the orange frogfish. But I digress. As long as you know that if you ever make a small mistake, Cash App provides an extra layer of protection and peace. Download Cash App on the App Store or Google Play Store right now for free. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description. That's money. That's Cash App.
Well, I want to circle back to the presidential topic.
Okay. So basically,
Kamala Harris, would we agree that she's a baddie?
There were a lot of guys apparently that back in the day did. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. The thing is, like, people are trying to go on about Kamala Harris being a hoe. And it's like,
wait, no, what the fuck? Yeah, actually,
absolutely.
Wait, what?
100%. Yeah, look at that. People talk about her being a hoe all the time.
Okay, give me the lore.
I mean, she was a hoe. Like, there it is, right? It's really not that complicated.
Who was she going out with?
Just different people, like rappers, other politicians, shit like that. People said that a lot about her.
But Trump's a hoe.
That's exactly right. Yep. And so I'm like, you can't use this. What about all of the things he said about his daughter?
His daughter.
Yes. What do you mean? How are you going to get mad about this?
What do you mean Trump said about his daughter?
Oh, you don't know
he
this?
He said his daughter was hot.
No. Yes. But he said, like, if I was my daughter's age, I would date her or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he and like,
I don't think it was exactly that, but it was like something like that.
No, I think that Emmy is saying it in a way that's more censored.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said, right?
It is, but
I'm just going to Google this.
Oh, God. Okay.
Also, while she's Googling this, I'm going to take this shot.
What is this? Is this a health potion?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of alcohol, and I want you guys to tell me.
Oh, that's the opposite of a health potion.
Yeah, let me know when you think I get drunk.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, what Donald Trump?
Well, you're going to have to be more specific, Emmy, because he's made multiple comments towards daughters and granddaughters.
I think Jay found it, said, if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. Isn't that terrible? How terrible is that terrible? That is worse than what I remember.
Yeah, that's not exactly. And I'm pretty sure there's been other things too.
Wait, no, I just found an...
See? Yeah.
Wait, there's a new one, but it's Donald Trump Jr., thinks his teenage daughter is sexy.
Yeah, and so that's just the way it is. And so, yeah, so I'm not going to get mad about Kamala Harris. Now, I've listened to Kamala Harris talk, and I don't think I've ever heard anything that wasn't stupid.
Okay, like what, Aspen?
Well, she was explaining the problem between Ukraine and Russia. And she was explaining it in a way that it was like whenever you're in fourth grade and you're trying to fill a whole paragraph with something that's easy to say.
Oh, yeah.
And she explained it that way. And I was like, well, that's pretty stupid. And then she was talking about how she went to the border. And then the reporter was like, you didn't go to the border. And she's like, well, yeah, of course I didn't go to the border. It's like, okay, well, what the fuck are we talking about?
What are you guys talking about? Sorry, I just read like the most fuck up shit that Trump said.
Which was what?
Keep in mind, that's only page one.
No, this is page one. Okay, but there's this one.
You know,
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
That's a porn star, though.
Yeah.
She said, well, you know, like the Stormy Daniels.
Yeah,
Trump
it's
thing.
The one that he hooked up with. Or
she said, he said, I reminded him of his daughter.
Well, I can see why she says that.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, I could see where he's coming from there. Absolutely.
It's the worst thing I've ever had in my entire life.
I mean, until he says something else.
But Kamala Harris is a hoe, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to vote for a hoe in the White House? Brother. She's 49.
She's what?
49.
That's pretty young for a candidate.
I think 49.
Wait, is that even young for a candidate, or are we just used to old fucking people?
That's relatively young. Obama was, I think, 40, like low 40s. Yeah, 45. Yeah.
Really?
Like
I don't know.
But people talked about how young he was, so.
I will say, I really enjoy Kamala, because I have no idea who she is. I have no idea what she represents. Is that her?
That's Stormy
not her.
Daniels. That's Stormy Daniels.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
And that's his daughter.
Yeah.
That's Trump's daughter?
Yeah.
I'll be wrong. I'm a Trump.
I mean, they're both blonde. Yeah, yeah, right.
No, I mean, she's fine as fuck. That's insane.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kamala Harris, really good energy. She's like a dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty much the only thing I know about.
I don't know any. Like, I'm not really even sure. Like, the vice president usually just has to sit there and look good and just like wait for the president to die. And so I don't even really know what she's
getting
doing.
A little bit too real with that one.
Well, I mean, it's happened before. It could happen again. So who died? You know what?
Who's died in office so far?
Is it Richard Nixon or no? Lincoln. Okay. They shot him. He died. Then you had Kennedy, who got replaced by LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Wait, who the fuck is Trump? Never mind.
Trump? He's like the...
Go ahead.
Never mind. Who is Trump's vice president?
J.D. Vance.
I never... What the fuck? Anyway,
like the
sorry.
Shoe. He's the guy who made the shoe.
He made shoes?
Vance.
No, I don't think so. No, it's this guy. Yeah.
Who is this guy?
I have no idea who that guy
I've
is.
Never seen this guy. I haven't
either.
Wait, so this is his current or his previous?
This is his current vice president.
Oh, I meant who was the vice president.
Mike Pence.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I know Mike Pence.
He was the guy that, he was the inquisitor, with, like, the lightning. Because he was, like, the shock therapy. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he's got some hollow eyes.
And he does look like he could be a Sith Lord.
Yeah,
he
dude, his eyes are sunk.
He could be a dark wizard. So easily, he could be a dark wizard.
Like, imagine him with, like, long fucking hair and, like, a wizard outfit. Like,
absolutely.
He would look badass.
He would look so fucking cool.
He would look so cool.
Yeah. He'd come back. Like, bro, come back. Just run purely on homophobia. He'd win. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, imagine that long
finally
hair.
Finally, somebody says
it. We're going to pray the gay away.
Finally.
Have, like, electrocutions or something like that. Oh, fuck. That'd be crazy. Yeah, so that's what's happened. And we can't go a week now with four sitting presidents. Wait, what? Four presidents. Wow.
James Garfield.
I didn't even know that. Holy shit.
I don't know who Garfield
Damn.
Was a president.
Yeah, I didn't know about the first
he was just a cat.
No.
How come they don't talk about James Garfield or William McKinley?
I guess they fell off.
I don't talk about Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yo, chat. Mm-hmm. Let me know who you think the most underground, underrated president is of all time.
They're going to be like Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump, baby, Trump.
Underground.
So Kamala Harris isn't winning the election because nobody knows her.
I don't think that, I think, so here's the thing. Voters are so stupid. They're going to go to the votes on November 5th or whatever, and they're going to look at the list and be like, ma'am? Where's Biden? Yeah. Is this one of those rigged Dominion machines? Is this that voter fraud? I can't vote. I'm not going to vote for Trump. Where's Biden? That's the reason. They're so fucking stupid. Yeah. I can't imagine people being able to vote for her because they're not even going to know what happened.
So you know what's crazy? Have you voted before?
I vote almost every single time.
What does it look like? I've never been.
I don't know. It's like just a list. It's like, there's two guys and then, they like to put on the Libertarian and the Green Party, but nobody really, let's be honest.
They've got like the little booths with the curtains.
Yeah. You've been to?
Yeah.
Only when I was a kid, I'd go with my mom when she voted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never voted. This will be the first year. This is hitting.
Oh, you're
way.
Voting?
Yes, for the first time, yes.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't decided what I'm going to vote for if I'm going to vote or not.
I'll be real. Trump's too cool, man.
Yeah?
That pose was too awesome.
I mean, to be fair, you have to look at anybody who's criticizing Tectone for voting for Trump. You have to understand
that. Nobody's saying that.
Is that Tectone is an investor. And the truth is that this is going to pay off every single week because there's going to be something stupid, something crazy that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to be able to talk about it. And it'll keep everything interesting.
Well, here's the thing, man. I mean, here's the reality. I don't think there is a right choice this election. I really don't.
I don't even. I have no idea. Like,
And here's the thing. You got to vote for somebody.
Yeah?
I'll vote for the guy who fucking tanked a bullet. That's awesome.
It was
God chose him.
It was a glancing blow.
God chose him.
It was divine intervention.
He
brother.
Was supposed to die, and God reached down and touched him and said, "Trump, you are not done on this earth."
Dude, imagine how crazy the Facebook mom post must be going right now.
Oh for yeah, Trump.
It's like I mean, to be fair, God.
He's the chosen one.
To be fair, if this was a political drama, and that happened in a show, people would say, this is so fucking unrealistic. Like, yep. This is not real. I think Trump has done irreparable damage to every political drama that's ever been made.
Oh, yeah.
Because now nothing can ever beat real life.
Yep.
And so it's like, there's no spectacle of watching the show. It's like now, like, you have to have a political drama. And like, the escapism is that the politicians are actually doing what they're supposed to, or they're competent, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, they're all like not having dementia or getting pushed around in wheelchairs. And it's like, yeah, he died last week, but you know, he still needs to sign this bill. So, you know, here we go. All right. Yeah, there you go. Joe Biden. There you go. Finished. No, I think it's great. It's like every single week we've been living through a historical event. It really is crazy because like, and I think about it and it's like, this is pretty much how it's always been, but it's weird to think so much of it's happening now. Like, you know, you had the moon landing and like all kinds of other crazy shit happening in like the 60s and 70s.
What do you think? And genuine question. Yeah. This is a big one. So think about this.
I think we did land on the moon.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I was there. It didn't happen.
Okay.
I'm the alien.
It was aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you both become the president.
Yeah.
First time. That means a little bit unlikely because she's a woman and we don't allow that in this country.
Naturally.
Yeah. What is the most beneficial change that you think you could make to this country if you were president for a day?
I would instantly execute anybody who plays a radio advertisement with a siren in it. This would be an immediate execution. You would just need to prove, did this happen? It happened. Okay. Well, then we're going to have to shoot him.
You know why this freaks me out? Is because that means I know you listen to the radio. Who listens to the fucking radio?
I always listen to the radio yeah. Sometimes now.
Yeah, of course. The fuck?
I always listen to the radio.
What? 97.5 Hit FM or what?
All kinds of different stations.
You don't just put on Spotify?
No, I don't put on Spotify because I like discovering the new music. I do. I like, that's how I find a lot of stuff.
Spotify has that now.
I want to circle back to this. But I just realized, I've never asked you, what do you listen to?
I listen to anything except for like country and screamo music.
Give me your top three bands.
Top three bands. I mean, I would say Nirvana.
That's insane. Awesome.
I don't know. Like top three, like Queen, Nine Inch Nails.
I love Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
they're amazing, right? And so, yeah, they're great. And then you have, I'm trying to think, what else besides that?
You seem like a Strokes guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert.
That's insane. Yeah. I love Julian Casablancas.
Yeah.
His vocalist is insane.
I think it was like 2009, 2010.
That's cool as fuck.
Yes, I did. I saw them 2009 live Auditorium Shores. Massive free concert. There was like 10,000 people there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, what
Nine Inch Nails albums are your favorite?
I would say the 2004 one, the only. That's the one.
With teeth?
Yes.
Did you ever follow the Trent Reznor lore where like he was like he's obviously his music stems from him being fucking miserable.
Yeah,
and then he got married to like a Playboy bunny and like he made like a couple like kind of happy songs or like something and people were like, holy shit, he fucking fell off. He married a fucking slut.
Who are your top two favorite bands?
It changes a lot.
That's okay.
My top three favorite.
Who were your top three favorite bands 10 years ago?
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. I liked Red. I don't know if you know that band.
Never heard of Red.
Breathe Life Into Me. That's his song. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I really liked, there's like Evanescence and all of its like copycat bands like We Are the Fallen. There's like so many others like We Want to Be Evanescence.
Like, not Panic at the Disco?
Like Nightwish and shit like that?
I did fucking love Panic at the Disco, but I kind of like grew out of them. I still listen to them sometimes, but like I have to be in the mood.
I listened to Green Day on the way over here.
Yeah, Green Day, once they went all political, I was like, I'm good.
Wait, they went political?
Yeah, they went political. It was back in 1999. They started going political.
I think it was 21 Guns. That was their first big political.
Oh, but I love that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm good. What's a good song that Green Day made?
Holiday?
I can't remember. Holiday, that's right. Yeah.
American Idiot?
September, whatever.
Yeah,
Wake
for me,
Me Up When September Ends. Yeah,
for me, my top three are probably number one of all time is definitely Radiohead.
Okay,
and then number two is Audioslave, And then number three, dude.
You have like the dad, like the fucking, you know, going to the bar and.
Oh, absolutely,
the small town.
Number three is probably, it's probably a tie between Gorillaz and.
Gorillaz is good.
Oh, God. Bayside's dope as fuck, but they kind of fell off a little bit. And then also, shit, what's another banger? If I can't think of them, Grizzly Bear. Love Grizzly Bear. So
I don't know that one.
Oh, no. I used to listen to music like that all the time. Like System of a Down, all of that shit. I was going so hard on
Limp Bizkit, too.
I didn't really like them that much. They were okay.
I didn't fuck with Limp Bizkit either. Then I met Seer.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. I love having songs that remind me of people.
Yeah.
And, dude, I can't think about Limp Bizkit without thinking about Seer, man. I fucking love that, dude. He's so good.
So Seer got you into Limp Bizkit at the age of 30, probably?
At the age of 28. He groomed me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I used to be really into, like, listening to music, downloading music, shit like that. Like, even now, like, I try to update my playlist pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But I haven't really been.
Do you still do the roundabout shit, like YouTube to MP3 downloader?
I have Spotify, okay?
Earlier you don't. Or for your car, at least.
Yeah, I don't have it for my car. Like, of course I have it for my PC.
Well,
yeah,
then
absolutely.
You should use Spotify. They have Spotify Radio and then Discover Weekly.
You have to remember that, like, remember the old car, right? That was the Flintstones car.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yeah, big fucking surprise. That doesn't have, like, radio connectivity.
I want to give the chat a recommendation for an artist. If you guys know the song Plastic Love, that chick who sung that song has a husband called Tatsudo Yamashita.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, and
definitely know that song.
Oh, really?
You know Plastic Love.
You've definitely heard it.
You know. Okay. If you're a streamer, you know it. But yeah, her husband has some really good shit called Tatsudo Yamashita. And the songs Jody and Sparkle are fucking crazy. And I highly recommend everything by that dude. Insane.
Part of the song, it shouldn't cause a problem for the video if it's short.
Yeah, I'm actually curious now.
You know it. You'll know it immediately.
No idea.
What the fuck?
You never heard this?
Never.
Damn,
not
bro.
Even once.
That's sad.
Never. I have never heard any of that shit. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wish I could listen to more new music. Like, I used to download a bunch of shit on LimeWire back in the day.
Yeah, I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah. I didn't. Well, I didn't even have, like, honestly.
You never had that happen?
No, because I'm not an idiot that downloads the wrong thing.
Oh.
I never downloaded the wrong thing. Like now, I had friends that would like, oh yeah, I'm going to play your WoW account and farm gold for you. I go to bed, I wake up, the character's dead, and porn.exe is downloaded onto my computer. Yeah, no, I've had that happen multiple times.
Oh man, that's so fucked.
Yeah, porn. No, I mean, I like a lot of different kinds of music. I feel like the only stuff that I really fucking hate now is like some of the like pop music, like the R&B. Like it's just so fucking bad.
Like,
I don't know why anybody listens.
SoundCloud type stuff or just like the current R&B?
Just like the stuff on the radio. Like, and I'm not a radio music hater. I don't like, I'm not like the kind of guy like, oh, I hate the music on the radio is bad. No, I think it's great in a lot of cases, but right now it's not.
I think for me, the only type of music that I really don't like is when people, man or female, talk about how much like gratuitous sex they have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care.
You get jealous.
Like, oh man, like my dick's so big. My pussy's so wet. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. I don't want to hear about it.
It's a bit much, yeah.
Yeah, like I like shit where it's like dudes talking about how they started off with nothing.
Right.
And they're like grinding to the top. Like, mm-hmm. like that one new song. What's it called? You might know it. Something Summer, Million Dollar Baby. No,
I'm
fucking
not sure.
Shot. I feel like a zoomer
no,
right now.
No, I think I've heard this. I just can't think of how it goes.
Yeah, I want to make it so badly. Million Dollar Baby, don't at me.
No, I don't know. Yeah
it's about
sure.
a dude who has nothing. He wants to become a millionaire. And just like everything he's willing to do to get it.
Should
I think
be
it's
a
really
streamer.
Cool.
Should just stream on Kick.
I know, running that.
Just harass people.
Oh, speaking of.
Do they be making a lot of money on Kick?
I mean, I'm sure they're making dozens of dollars.
Because like they have that really good sub split, right? But are there that many people like subbing and gifting on there?
I don't think so. I think that the way you want to make money on Kick.
Well,
is
even on Twitch, people don't really make their money from subs anymore. So.
Well, I actually don't, you know.
Well, yeah, but I met everyone else as well. Like, most of their money isn't coming from subs.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
Why don't you want a sub button?
They're going to make me get one soon.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If I make you an emote, will you put it on your chat?
Oh, God.
If I draw you an emote?
He's going to add no emotes. He's going to be as, like, like uncooperative as
possible. Let me give you an emote.
Make the experience as bad as possible.
You know, I'll give you a cool emote.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on what it is. Like, I don't want to make any commitments here, okay?
Okay.
Because then people are going to be posting that shit everywhere. It's going to be fucking annoying.
Yeah, but it'll be nice. Every now and then you'll see the little guy pop up and you'll be like, oh, look at that.
Oh, thank you, maybe Jesus, that. Not again. Oh, God.
Yeah, it'll
you
be good,
you still
man.
Don't have 7 TV, do you?
No.
But I see your chats like full of emotes now. There's so actually just, like, so you many don't emotes even see them.
No, I'm like, oh, they're just typing that stupid shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I remember I rated you and then they were spamming almost shit away. That means it's funny in Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah. And you know Aboba? Aboba. Aboba. It's a big frog. It's a big French frog.
Jay, pull up Aboba.
Yeah, Jay, pull up Aboba.
Okay, so for the longest time, I thought boba tea wasn't even a thing. I thought boba was just people that were stupid trying to say booba.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. And then I found out boba tea. And so now there's also a boba.
Wait,
boba.
So then when people say, like, you want to go get boba, like, what?
Get some titties.
Okay, you've got to understand. Nobody's ever asked me to go get boba before.
You don't know this guy?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. I've never seen this before.
Okay,
in my life.
I have that emote where he's not doing anything,
yeah?
Which is emotionally can I?
But yeah, no, Jay, find the boba that's moving. I'm
oh,
like,
God.
Google, yeah, and then I have him when he's images. Big, happy, go
I'm really missing out then.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. You haven't streamed until you've seen a boba in your chat. It'll change your life, Aslan.
Okay.
It will. I mean, what's your favorite emote?
My favorite emote?
Yeah, mine is a boba by far. I didn't get it, and but when I got it, you got it. It's like fashion.
Honestly, this is kind of sad. I really like the okay champ with low tier god.
That's insane.
And I like the peace one with E-Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's like just smiling in the sunset.
I don't even know what those are.
I found out that E-Rob was younger than me.
Really?
Yep.
I would have assumed that. Yeah, he's probably, what, 28, 29?
That's fucking
weird.
How
old do you think E-Rob was?
50, 40.
No, but like actually.
40.
What?
Bro looks awful.
He doesn't look awful. He looks like
an image of
E-Rob. Looks fine.
I mean, dude, that guy comes to every social gathering, puts zero effort into any words he's saying. He looks like he hasn't slept in 18,000 years. Oh, please don't be the ogre photo.
I like when, dude, E-Rob's always on his phone and he's not even doing anything. He's just reading his offline.
He looks like he is 36.
Yeah, 36 is close to 40.
Yep.
Just like 34 is close to 40.
I'd say. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's because of the forehead wrinkles. That's the reason why.
Yeah, I know. And once again, E-Rob, I played beer pong versus E-Rob recently. I actually really like the guy, but I'm just saying, like, the guy looks kind of rough.
I'm just saying,
maybe we should lay off the alcohol. I've never seen him sober, ever.
Really?
I walked into a party with him, and he was already drunk before he got into the party.
Good for him.
Does alcohol change people's looks?
Yes, when you drink it long enough. A long-term effect of drinking alcohol.
What does it do?
So it turns you into looking like the humans in Bloodborne.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you see a 70-year-old alcoholic that's been looking like it all the time. That's Father Gascoigne. Absolutely.
I don't even know who that is, but
it's the
funny.
First boss. You beat him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember his name.
It's like you know when somebody drinks alcohol for an extended period of time. Same thing with cigarettes because they get the this one. They talk like this and they got the hole in their neck.
I already sound like that.
Oh, yeah. The tracheectomy.
Yeah, that one.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
We were talking about music, but before that, oh fuck, there was something I really wanted to ask you and I forgot what it was.
We were talking about politics.
No, a change that you wanted to make to the world. And then you said kill the people who make radio noises. Okay, I want to know actually, what is a beneficial change you think you can make to America right now?
Do you want to like change. A non-meme answer?
Non-meme.
I think that if you had, it would be like multiple. I think a big issue is that a lot of people distrust the government because of bad interactions with police officers. Mm-hmm. And because police officers are the main way that they have that it like, how does an individual or like an individual citizen interface with the federal government or the government? Usually through police officers. Mm-hmm. So if that interaction is bad, then people are going to hate the government. So I would say that it would be really cool if every police officer had a body cam. I think that is a fucking mandatory thing.
I agree.
And then also I would probably, well, I mean, there's that. And then also I would like probably pretty much double the pay of teachers.
That's
because, so the reason why
that's very
is
close to
that
my answer.
If you pay shitty wages, you get what you pay for. And how many of y'all have had teachers? Like, I mean, I went to a, you know, working class public high school. Okay. And so our teachers, we had the martyrs, right? The ones that do it for the love of the craft. And then we also had the ones that couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's where I would say that I would want to.
I think those are great changes.
Yeah,
like, fantastic. What about you, Emmy? How would you save the world?
So it's like half meme, half serious. But like, you know how they keep talking about how they're going to ban TikTok and then not doing it?
Yeah.
They should just actually do that, but with Twitter. Just fucking get rid of it. Like, you really think what does it do?
I think Twitter is a good platform. Am I stupid for saying that?
I think Twitter is good. I think that like, so I like Twitter, but I think that no minor should be allowed to access social media.
I agree. I feel like people should be at least 16 before they can be on the internet.
I feel like this year's been a really...
Or 18, but at least 16.
I feel like this year's been a really bad year to be a minor.
It sure has been.
Man, it's not good.
It's been really fucking
it's
bad.
Not
Just wait
good.
Till Minecraft
and
gets
then, like,
popular again.
Another serious answer is like, I mean, this is also like an ignorant answer because I don't really fully know how it works, but like, why can giant companies just like fucking tax evade and do like fucking horrible shit like that they want?
Asmund?
Well, it's because the giant companies are the ones that are giving those people money. And also a lot of the ways that people save money on taxes is very abstract and it's hard to understand. And unless you have a very, very deep understanding in taxes that even I do not have, you would then at that point understand how the nuances fit together. Because a lot of times, like, there is, you know, there's value and then there is realized value. And so there can always be sometimes like a perceptive value that's being attributed to something, but it's not actually there. And so it's hard to draw that line between like what's tangible,
like,
what's
maybe
not.
Maybe there is like a good reason, like I just don't know
it's
it,
probably
but
about
it just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I were to make a change to America.
Right. Let's hear the real reason why you asked the question so you could answer it.
No,
he's been
waiting
20 minutes for this.
And I'm pretty sure, I mean, I really like getting to know how people like work. I love getting to know how people, I really don't think like Destiny's, for example, is a person who doesn't hear what the other person's saying. They're waiting to talk. I very much immerse myself when my friends are talking 1,000,000%. But the one that I just thought of that I think the best one, I had a couple options. I really think that America completely relies on its foundation. I think the foundation starts with schooling. I 1,000,000% agree with paying teachers more 100% because you get what you pay for. But I also think that I think the way that school systems operate in today's day and age is they overload children with knowledge that they don't need to understand, like the exact date of World War II. And I feel like rather than overloading them with knowledge they don't need to learn, to thusly give them the capacity to learn other things, which is what I think they do. Like, they teach your brain to absorb information that you don't want. So that way, when you do want to learn something, it's a lot easier for you to specialize. But I feel like schools need to be updated and brought into the current century with a lot more electronics, a lot more iPads getting used to.
I think that's actually the case.
They already do. Like, a lot of kids are...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what percent of schools do this, but, like, I'll see that, like, each kid has their own laptop that they loan out. Yeah. Each, like, they're like a Chromebook at least.
I see kids reading fucking books made from the 1920s, and I'm just like, I don't understand how we haven't modernized
textbooks are like
this.
A fucking disgusting scam, waste of everything.
Oh, we had textbooks in school where, like, we could open it up, and people are like, yeah, that's my dad. It's like, yeah, it was my, yeah, and that, like the you know, looking forward in the history is whenever Bill Clinton takes office.
It is really rough, and I feel like the youth are, you know, obviously very important to make sure that they are ready to lead us into the future, because the youth are always the future, and I feel like they're mistreated, and I feel like they're miseducated, and yeah, I just feel like we're teaching them in archaic ways that needs to be modernized as quickly as possible.
I think that it's a lot deeper than that. Yep. And it's actually the fact that critical thinking is no longer required for existence.
Okay.
So when you wanted to fix something with your computer back in the day, you had to figure it out, didn't you? Because your parents didn't fucking know it, and nobody younger knew anything about it either, right? So you had to figure it out. Now technology has been perfected in a degree that people don't actually have to critically think to solve most problems. So it's like, if you look at critically thinking and your brain as a muscle, they're not exercising that muscle. So that's why I think a lot of kids are like perceptually stupid. It's because if you are perceptually stupid, then, if you're not critically thinking, then you don't know how to critically think. Mm. So like, whenever you have things that make every decision for you, when things that think for you, you don't have to learn math because you can just take a picture of it and it tells you the answer.
Yeah.
You lose the abstraction of the logic. And so you don't really understand why things are the way they are.
Yeah.
Right? That's why, like, kids can't read clocks and stuff like that, right?
I feel like, and maybe I'm crazy, and I want to know a genuine question.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand why science is taught past biology. I don't understand why kids need to learn chemistry.
Well, so chemistry can be useful in some circumstances, like, for example, understanding what, like, hydrogen is, or oxygen, or things like that, or nitrogen. Now, is the majority of chemistry useful? Not functionally.
Yeah.
And I think that really, if you're not going to use information, you shouldn't teach it to kids, because the kids will forget it, because it's like, how many of y'all remember your locker combination from high school?
Not me.
No.
Okay.
But so there's the same with math.
Like, I couldn't remember it, so I just always left my locker unlocked.
Yeah. I never had a locker. But, what I'm saying is, like, if you don't use information, you'll forget it.
True.
And so if you teach a kid something that they're not going to use, they don't care about, then they're only just going to forget it, and you'll have wasted your whole time.
Yeah, I think that school systems are very good till about ninth grade. And then I think 10th, 11th, and 12th is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because when you get into advanced studies like chemistry and calculus, I don't think anybody needs to fucking learn calculus. I don't think anybody needs to learn chemistry beyond a very, very fundamental knowledge. But I feel
it's not that they don't need to learn calculus. It's that statistics would be more relevant and useful. Because if you only have a certain amount of time you can teach somebody, it's not like you can just teach them everything infinitely. So you have to create a tier system.
Required classes at your schools?
They were required for me, yes.
Really? At my school, they were not required.
Maybe I was in a AP school. I don't know how big that changes from.
I was as well, but those were not required, but they would count as credits if you wanted to do them for college.
11th grade was pre-calc, and then 12th grade was calculus. So that was how I did. I think more classes like life skills and communication would work. I think that's what the human race would benefit from the most, is understanding the skills that are required once you're brought into adulthood. Because I think a lot of students are feeling like fish out of water the moment they get out of high school and they don't know what the fuck to do. A lot of people just think it's like, oh, okay, I'm a baby and now I'm in school till 12th grade and then I go to college. And then once I get to college, my degree will get me a job. But I don't think that's the actual path that a lot of kids take. So I think teaching people the routes that they could take would be very beneficial, as well as the ability, which I think is very important, to communicate with other people, especially convey the emotions they want to convey, are like super important. I think I don't think they're taught well to classes. And maybe you could argue that public school, in essence, teaches you those communication skills, but I feel like without a direct class, a lot of kids could really fall behind in that, for those who don't flourish in a social environment, because I sucked ass at communication. like for just talking to people was very difficult for me. So I took even college studies just to even understand how to like actually talk and connect, because that's what I love doing. But I think more classes like that would be very beneficial. What were you going to say?
I don't think that's true. Okay. Because the problem is that inside of a school, there are certain like negative outcomes that can't occur, and they will occur in real life. And I think that it's best for kids to learn how to do that, you know, whenever they're young adults or as like friends and like things that just happen naturally in school. Because like if a teacher can't really teach you how to act because the teacher's from a different generation, they're not going to understand how to interact with people. Like for me, I never had a problem talking with people or anything like that. It was not really an issue. I don't really like doing it, right?
Yeah.
But I would do it. It wouldn't be a big deal. But I think that if you don't have the opportunity of an actual fail case, then you can't really have a genuine education.
Yeah, I think you learn a lot more in failure than you learn in victory.
Well, you do in some cases. Yeah, yeah, you learn what not to do.
It's just very interesting because it's obviously a very complex issue. But what do you think, Emmy?
Like how to improve schools?
Yes.
I mean, like the same thing Asmund said was like paying teachers more. Obviously, like, are we the only country that does that?
No,
like
but
the,
we're
the, well, the only like the only country Western that country. Has resources and doesn't do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a better
Pretty
question.
Much.
That has resources
I think so.
And doesn't do it. Is there like a reason? Because literally everyone says that. Is there like a reason why?
I think it's probably cultural. So a lot of one thing that's different about America versus other places is that there's like an elevated sense of class consciousness that we have that a lot of other countries don't have, especially in Europe. Just because of like, well, I mean, 50-100 different reasons. Mm-hmm. But I think that because of that, there are a lot of like manufactured class struggles that are created. Mm. And I think one of those is between teachers and other people, because some people don't really understand like teachers. It's not like they only work for 9 months of the year and they just get summer vacation off. That's not how it works. And so I think what happens is that like once you have a, like it's a job that people look down on. And once people look down on a job, they no longer respect it or care about it being done properly.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but I spent a lot of time reading like different articles or like posts from teachers in the States and like talking about their frustrations. And they all like say that, so these are like high school teachers, right? They say like they'll have like 10th or 11th graders that read at like a fourth grade level. Like they can't read like.
Okay. We had those too.
Okay, but these are like teachers who have been teaching for like 20 years, and they say like
it's
like
now.
So bad now. Yeah. Like they don't know what to do. The kids like can't pass like standard tests, and then other people will be like, okay, well, like, well, what do you think changed, or why do you think that is? And then it seems like most of what they say is they think that it's how easy cheating is now, which I guess is the same thing, like. They don't need to critically think when they can just like cheat or use AI or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them also blame like social media, which I don't know how much that actually has to do with it.
I think it has to do with parents not taking a role in the kid's life and not talking to the kid. I think also it is if you have low expectations, people will meet them. And so if you hold people to a low expectation of not learning things and then just passing them on to the next grade, then they'll just keep being stupid.
Another thing, which is kind of relevant, that I had my own theory as well, because you remember like, I think it was like 20 years ago, because I remember this when I was in elementary school, the most popular thing that kids wanted to be when they grew up was an astronaut, which that's like a full-ass fucking scientist, right? Like you need to know a lot of shit. Like you have to go to school, you have to like try really hard, like compete with all these other people. And now it's YouTuber or influencer, which is like, in fact, it's better to be dumb to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like now it's not cool to be like a scientist, nerdy person at all.
So this is actually true. She's right. However, China, for a very long time, still had astronaut and scientist as what kids wanted to be whenever they grew up. But recently, they've been getting social media. And they're doing the same fucking things that we are. I've seen videos about this. It's fucking hilarious.
The ones really have to cut off the time that they use social media for?
Yeah. And they're like streaming like right next to each other in like a fucking streamer mill and everything. And so I think that really people are just looking for a way out.
Wait, are streamer mills real?
Yeah. Yes.
What the fuck? In China?
Yeah, but it's usually girls that get...
It's always...
When you say girls, like women? or like children?
Girls. Well, young both. Girls. Young girls who are attractive.
That's weird as Spock.
No, no.
Yeah, they get... they like, get brought into these like 18, agencies.
Oh, okay, yeah. 18. Okay. Yeah, they
get brought into these like agencies and they usually target girls that are like young, struggling single mothers and something like that, like some kind of situation like that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, like we'll give you all the equipment you need. We'll like, you know, like advertise you. And then they basically become like you know how like some of those like VTubers were in really bad contract situations. It's like, imagine that, but like even worse.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, they don't have any like they don't have the same like a culture of like individuality over there, and so like it's easier to push a contract that way that seems to be okay. And I think that also like over here we didn't really have that as much, but like it's also in an earlier stage. So like imagine it's actually you know you think about it from the perspective of like our culture, like we had those machinima contracts like back in the day, right? 2010.
Yeah, and like but even like when people talked about it, people were like, that's like so wrong. Like, how do we get rid of this? But like over there, that won't really happen. Like, oh, I never even told you guys this story. Like, I knew this League streamer who he was doing this thing and he was like very shady about it. Like, he didn't want people to know about it, but I heard about it. So what he was doing was he would find he was like a decent sized League streamer, like 3,000 to 4,000 viewers. Mm. He would find these people who had like 10 viewers who really wanted to be streamers and be like, hey, I'll host you sometimes, and in exchange, I get 50% of your total revenue.
No way!
And he signed like 30 people like this. And I remember me and I don't remember, it was some pro player who was also a streamer. I remember responding to him and being like, dude, this is like fucked up. Like, why aren't people talking about this? And all these people started attacking me, being like, he's literally helping people, like making their careers. Like, oh why gosh. Are you mad? And I was like, this is like so like predatory. It's weird. He stopped doing it.
Good. Did he die?
I don't know.
No, he's probably running one of those agencies now.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm going to keep it a buck. Okay, this is my fifth take doing this goddamn ad because I keep on being told what I can or cannot say. Do you like unfiltered content? Do you like me being able to be 100% at all times possible? Then check out our Patreon. There are tons of episodes that you can go check out. Me, Emmy, Asmund saying the most out-of-pocket shit that you have ever seen. I shit you not. If you watch the episode where me and Hassan and Will, we talk about like how good Yoda is at giving head for like 15 minutes. So like if you want some insane out-of-pocket shit, just check out the Patreon. We rarely ever plug the damn thing, but it's really good. It's called Steak and Eggs Overcooked, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I finally have the freedom to say everything that I want to say. Check out the Patreon. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
I said earlier that calculus and chemistry were useless. Yes. I would also like to say that I think teaching kids cursive is useless.
Oh, everybody knows
that.
They
don't do that anymore, do they?
What do you think are the top three most useless things that they teach in school?
Anything after Algebra 2 for math.
True.
Outside of statistics, like, you know, deep math. Yep. And I would say also, I think that in general, physics is not very important in a functional way. Like
I think physics is cool.
It is. There are a lot of things that are cool, right? But like, do you need to teach somebody this?
Surely not.
I think that you probably could condense what people learn about English into 3 years instead of four.
Okay.
Realistically, like learning about all these like stupid books that nobody cares about, it's a waste of time. Like reading Nikatra and Narai, that is the most soy book I've ever read in my life.
I have never read a book required by study ever.
Yeah.
Never
I haven't either, but I had to read the Spark Notes on it 2 times. I mean,
yeah, I've heard very few people talk about like books they read in high school and like they're like, oh, like it really helped me a lot. But
yeah,
like,
it adds
I have heard people who like are like 23 and they're still like, oh, The Catcher in the Rye like changed my life. I'm like, bro.
What is The Catcher in the Rye? I've heard about it.
It's just a story of an upper middle class boy who is consumed by narcissism and wants to make everything about himself.
Okay, so he's a streamer?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays he would be a streamer.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be.
If I were Caulfield. A rich man,
that's Fiddler on the Roof. Never mind.
That's what? Different.
Never mind.
Yeah, this is a book.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they made a movie, or if they did, it wasn't very good.
What's your last one?
You have to have one more.
You ever notice that whenever you think really hard, you look up into your brain?
Maybe, yeah.
You never notice that?
I'm thinking, I don't know. Okay, so you've got a... So I need one more, right?
One more, yeah.
Okay.
You got it. Find it. It's coming. Useless shit.
Man, useless stuff that you don't really need to know.
Yep.
Man.
Here we go.
I don't think that you need art after fifth grade.
No, don't say
that. Well, I'm saying you don't need it.
I feel like it's good to have... Yeah, you don't need it, but it's good to have, like, kids have, like, some... The, like, extracurricular
courses. Yeah, like a foreign class.
I agree. I think it's great, but it shouldn't be mandatory.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Some schools have mandatory
I have mandatory art
classes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah, being graded on your art was also fucking insane.
Yeah, I think mandatory extracurriculars make sense. Like, okay, we want you to, like, do things that, like... expand your, you know, but mandatory art's kind of silly.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people are just stupid. And so you just get them out of school as soon as you can.
Oh, I had a mandatory art history class. That shit fucking sucked. I had a mandatory art history class at my school.
That's also insane.
I don't remember anything from
Top three most useless things you learn in school.
Most useless?
Yep. You can also do repeats if you think. What's some shit where you're like, why the fuck did I learn that?
I didn't take any classes that were pointless except some of the... I took one class where we learned how to animate in fucking Flash, but it was like the like really shitty. It's like, oh, like the ball goes over here and it's just like on like a line. Mm-hmm. It was so fucking shit.
Okay, so that one's fucking dumb.
Macromedia Flash. I actually competed in a national tournament for doing animation when I was 15. I was able to, I taught myself how to animate with that program when I was 12.
I don't know if it was Macromedia, because I remember like even in my class, we were like, why are we using this specific program instead of this one? I think that our teacher was just like this like 60-year-old unhinged man. Like he would randomly just start screaming and like slam his desk. And one time on the projector, he pulled up his emails because he was trying to like find an email from another teacher about how we were all like pieces of shit or something.
Yeah.
And we saw that he had like his Pornhub emails in there, and we're like,
ooh, on the EDU?
Yeah, at the EDU.
Man, that's who does that? Just make a Hotmail account like a normal person. Make a Gmail. What the fuck, man?
Okay.
One of the schools I went to had a cooking class, and that shit was a fucking banger. I was like, why doesn't every school have a cooking class?
Cooking class would be insane. Essential life skills. I absolutely agree.
And I also wish that my school had like something about like taxes or personal finance. My
cooking,
school didn't have that.
Cleaning, taxes, communication. I think those would be great courses for every school to teach.
Yeah, my school didn't have like a home ec course or anything like that. Yeah.
I never took any of those if it's not obvious.
I can tell by your
Yeah, yeah. No, my mom tried her best, but you know.
Do you ever cook anything besides steak and potatoes?
Yeah, I can cook other things.
Of course.
I can cook, I can make a cake. I can make any, like if there's a recipe, I just do it. Like, it's easy.
You ever thought about making like spaghetti or something crazy?
Why would I do that? Here's the thing is that there are these little things you can get of spaghetti and
the
they're pretty good. Yeah,
SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I would say they're not like awful, right? There's other things that are awful. I think that they're not.
You look like somebody who survives on SpaghettiOs.
Yep.
Yes, it's good. Yeah, it's fine. Exactly. What's wrong with that?
It's so gross, dude.
Well, I mean, like I'm saying, it's
SpaghettiOs
good.
Are good.
Yeah.
No, they're good. Cake's good, but I'm not going to eat it every day. Like
I don't
like,
eat SpaghettiOs every day.
You look
I
like
eat
you do.
Cake every day. No, I'll tell
I
you that.
Yeah, I bet you do, but you eat cookies from H-E-B.
Well, I did, but then there I ran out. Now I'm on to the brownies. Ooh. I've only got one left.
Ooh, the brownies.
Yep.
Okay, so Emma, you're going to say these last two changes, and we're not moving on until you say the last two fucking changes.
Well, isn't saying they should add something a change?
Yes.
So I said they should add those.
Two? Yeah. One more.
What? I said two.
Yeah, so give me the third one.
I don't want to just say what everyone else said. Okay.
Okay, be unique.
I'm going to be a hipster. I don't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah. Think.
What did I already say? I said add home ec and
add
like
home ec, which is what I said. And then you also
said
take out
useless classes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking know. Like it's fucking school.
It's
like
the most
it's not
thing
that.
Ever.
It's like not that.
It's a big
bad.
Deal. It's a big deal. It's fucking terrible.
I know, but I'm saying like not that much needs to be changed. It's just like pay the teachers more. Stop adding in shit that's a waste of time, and that's it.
There you go.
Okay, that's decent enough. Yeah, I would say so.
I thought it was a shit answer, but it's enough, I guess.
No, it was awful, but yeah. It's good enough.
That's what happens when you go last, is everyone's already said everything. Well,
yeah, nobody said that you, like, it's not like I have a copyright on it.
Okay, well then maybe,
yeah,
maybe they should stop, like, giving us such shitty food.
I had amazing food in high school.
No, but it's like, there are really good school lunches, but yes. Isn't it like 70% of the meals are good? And then sometimes they have the shit that's like, oh, they're doing that today.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God, you never had that?
We did not, because in my high school, they made the same shit every day. And I would eat the same food every single fucking day in middle school. And then, well, middle school is a little bit different. And in high school, every single day. And then what? I was senior year. You could go off campus at that point.
You know how I used to get mad? You know how I used to, let me tell you how I used to get mad bitches back when I was in high school?
That's what you said. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Right. I was the guy who could open up the chocolate milk cartons.
What?
Wait.
What?
Were there other people that couldn't?
Wait, y'all had like, wait, what?
What are you talking about?
The ones where you had to peel it open and then you had to pinch it to where it popped forward? Then nobody could fucking do it. Somebody would line up and give me their chocolate milk.
You go to school with a bunch of incompetence? So,
yeah. Did you go to an AP school or did you go to like a special school?
Also, I don't think an AP school is even a thing. Like, I don't think that's a thing. I didn't say it earlier.
Okay, first of all, I don't think an AP
school is a thing.
Well, there are. There are magnet schools. That's what referred to.
I went to an AP school.
But magnet schools aren't AP schools.
Well, they're referred to in that way. I mean, right? It's an advanced placement school. Yes. Right? AP stands for advanced placement. It's effectively a school for people.
See, I went to a magnet school as well. But to be qualified as a public school, they had to like make it like, oh, it's a lottery, right?
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, it's completely random.
But for some reason, everyone at the fucking school was all the people who had the highest test scores from the middle school.
Right, yeah.
So like, as I was saying, I went to AP school from 9th to 12th grade.
Uh-huh.
But it was in like, you know, 4th to 5th grade, you know? In Woodstock, Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, with all the hicks and hillbillies and all the dumb fucks couldn't open their milk, I was the guy who could do it. Surely there's somebody. I refuse to believe.
Open their milk.
Dude, there's no fucking way that I'm the only guy who experienced this shit.
To be fair, like, what the only thing we did is that we had a courtyard in our school and we would be on the upstairs and all the goth kids and like all the kids that would wear like all black, at least a lot of, actually, to be fair, kind of our friends, but like not that much our friends because. Yeah. We would take the milk cartons and we would say fire in the hole and throw them into the courtyard.
Yep.
That's what we would do. So that's, people didn't use the milk cartons either.
But so the cartons for me
was... It wasn't because they couldn't open them.
And for the love of God, somebody leave me a comment if this relates to you. You would push in the, and you try to pop it out and sometimes it wouldn't work. So then you had to like go through backup and then you had to like peel out the other side and then you had to pop it and if it didn't work, fuck.
The worst is the people who opened the whole thing so it was like a square and then they drink out of this fucking disgusting barbaric shit.
Yeah, that is an animal.
That was the plan
the fucking
C.
Animal.
Yeah, plan A doesn't work, plan B. Oh, fuck, plan C. Go to that chocolate milk. So sad, bro.
People who did it on purpose, disgusting.
Yeah, no, those guys are fucking freaks. Just like the people who took the Capri Sun straws, they put them in the bottom of it, then they would drink all the Capri Sun, and then they would inflate it back up with air.
People found worms in Capri Suns, and that was
You're lying, that's impossible.
I guess you guys would have graduated by then, so maybe you didn't think about
it. Because we're old?
I didn't say that. But there was a bunch of articles where they found like worms and mold in Capri Sun and they took it out of all the schools.
Sounds like bullshit to me, brother. Yeah, it was fine with us.
Like when people thought they could get worms from eating cookie dough. How the fuck would you get worms from eating cookie dough?
It was salmonella.
Yeah, salmonella. It's different.
Which is real.
Yeah, it is. It is.
How would you get salmonella from eating cookie dough?
Sometimes it's not prepared in a way that's proper. And so, and some of the ingredients like,
eggs.
There's like a spectrum of ingredients that like, for example, it's very hard to cook beef to where it can make you sick, but it's a lot easier to cook chicken to where it can make you sick.
Uncooked chicken?
Yeah. Well, or to cook it badly, right?
Oh.
Like there's a larger spectrum of failure.
Here's a crazy question.
Okay.
Do you guys wash your chicken before you cook it? Or
why would I wash my, I just got it from KFC.
I'm going to say this is, maybe this is racist. Yeah. In almost every single black household I've ever lived in, they wash their chicken. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Apparently, it's a white people thing to not wash your chicken. But if you wash the fucking chicken in the sink, isn't that like getting, what, salmonella? What
you can clean your sink. I don't think that matters.
Not necessarily.
But like, what what needs to be cleaned off the chicken?
Well, they like say the germs, you've heard of this, Shirley.
Well, okay, but you're to cooking be fair.
It. Okay, but it's the same thing where Asians wash their rice and most other people don't wash rice.
I wash my rice.
But I feel like because like it comes from like the rice mill, right? And like they could have rats in there or something.
Absolutely.
Well, there there is an accepted amount of bugs that rice can have in it, even in America. Like if you get a 50-pound bag of rice, there will probably be at least a couple of bugs in there, if not more.
That's
awful. I don't even wash the rice for the bugs. I wash it to get the cloudy stuff away.
The cloudy stuff?
Yeah, there's starch on it.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and if you wash it, it's a lot stickier and it tastes a lot better.
That's crazy.
I love it. I have a rice cooker because I'm not a fucking dumbass. I put it in there. I put a tomato in there. Steams the tomato, steams the rice. It's fucking fire, bro. Yeah, it's good as shit.
Ugh.
Okay, so we haven't really looked at the notes at all this whole episode. And I look and the first thing I see is... Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horse to death? Do you ever look at a creature and think I could break all of their bones in their body with one hit?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think about, I don't know.
I mean, 100's a lot. If it were like 10, it's like, you know, but 100's a lot.
So I say this, and I want you to go first because you said you want to go first so that way nobody steals your answer. So, I mean, what would you rather fight? A big duck or 100 baby ducks?
I think that maybe you horses. Have a better chance with the duck-sized horses. Cause how?
Like a big duck?
No. 100 duck-sized horses. Small horses.
Oh, okay.
Because like a horse-sized duck, how are you going to break its bones? Its bones are too big.
Okay, so how would you fight it? How would you win?
I would try to like...
Right. Step
on the- like whack-a-mole.
Okay, all right. I'll give my answer. Obviously, you fight the small ducks, okay? And then what you do is...
Small horses.
And then what you do is these horses are capable of rational thought, at least some of them. And I think if they were to see me take one of their friends and rip them in half in front of them and start eating their innards, I think a lot of them would run away. When I was in eighth grade, I fought a whole class, 12 third graders at the same time. And they came at me like a bunch of, you know...
Spider monkeys?
Yeah, and I was Godzilla. And I had like three of them hanging on my arm and I was throwing them right, throwing them left. It was awesome. Because I did this thing where...
So you've pretty much already gone through this before.
Oh yeah, because this was the biggest ego of my life. I was in eighth grade. I peaked in eighth grade. I've fallen off ever since then. I was the really big kid. I growth spurted mad early.
Yeah.
I was the really big kid to where whatever dodgeball team I was put on, the coach would have to play on the other side to make it fair. His name was Mr. Klug. He was the religion teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I beat the entire army of third graders in tug of war by myself.
So you were
bro,
fat?
You're like, bro, you know like how in anime they have that, there's like this one kid who like looks like a 30-year-old man and it's like, oh, we have to go against this guy in sports. And he's like got like the smoke coming off him and it like, you're like, you watch like, this makes no fucking sense. Like he's Jotaro? Like, he's literally describing that.
Dude. It was awesome, man. I loved school so much, man. Also, I think learning religion was actually a lot of fun. I'm not going to say that I'm particularly religious. I would argue that I'm spiritual. But I think it's fine for people to learn religion. Do you think it's a bad idea to learn religion? As long as
it's not the wrong ones, brother.
Top five worst religions.
Top five worst.
Okay, never mind.
I feel like there's like that. There's only really five
out there.
Let me
go first before he steals my answer. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, man. If I had to fight, I would definitely go with the one horse-sized duck.
Really?
And so here's the reason why. So basically, if you think about the strength of a horse's kick, a horse can kill somebody by kicking them, right?
Yeah.
This could easily happen. So what is the size and like the ratio of a duck to a horse? It's probably like 20 to 1, something like that. Somewhere around there in terms of like the size.
I would argue 80 to 1.
I would say that a horse probably, even at that size, could probably kick you and hurt you. It would be able to like, you know, fracture your ankles or something
just
like
jump.
That. Yeah, no, because then you have to come back down and then you have to jump again. So you have to jump too many times, right? You get tired of jumping. And so a duck also, like ducks are not min-maxed very well, right?
Okay, I feel like you're not thinking that the duck can also fly.
The ducks can't really fly, though.
Why
what
not?
The fuck are they going to do? Where's he going to go? Where's he going to fly?
Fly in the air, right? You ever play Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
You know Kirby?
Yeah.
Float, fall down.
He's gonna like okay. go into you know, like Super rock Smash mode.
Brothers when you know more.
You know what you do? You go like this. Got him. Yeah, fucking got him. God. Yep. I do the upper C stick. It's easy. Dude, and I so mean, no.
You have too much trust in Asma to be swinging that thing around. That's you. You're not fine. Even flinching.
Dude, what? But like I feel like, but now I'm thinking like a duck. Like I was trying to imagine what a duck-sized horse. A horse-sized duck would look like in real life, and I started imagining it as like a Souls like mob, yeah. And it just looks like fucking disgusting. Like it's like decrepit. Like its fucking feathers are falling off. Like, but it'd probably be like you kill it in like three hits.
It's the so. Death Right bird.
Oh, true. That yep. a horse-sized duck.
How the fuck you die to that thing, man?
Because
you get
the
rocked by that shot. Yeah. I've one-shot it every single time I played.
Uh-huh. Well, I did after that, too. It was just the build that I had that was bad. Because I tried playing it in the wrong way.
Oh, wait. Did you kill it with the shield?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I killed it other builds, too. It was easy. What yeah, it's
you,
no big deal.
What did you beat Elden Ring with? Is it the same build that you used to beat Relana? Or did you change?
Yes, I beat Radahn with the M'lady sword.
No, you didn't, because M'lady was added in the DLC.
The other Radahn.
Oh.
Yes.
I will say... Spoilers. What do you mean the other Radahn?
There's another thing from the DLC.
What? Radahn? I already seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, he already knows.
Yeah.
Dude, that same thing happened to me. It's like impossible not to see.
We almost went an entire episode without talking about Dark Souls. That was insane. I'm glad we
didn't. We talked about Elden Ring.
Wait, when before that?
True.
Oh.
When before now?
No, we didn't. That's what I'm saying. It's like now we didn't even talk about Dark Souls.
Well, I said Ooh. Souls games.
Dude, this is a
he
really...
He brought up Bloodborne. Sorry, go on.
I would eat... Yeah, you're actually right. Fuck.
One single crime that you can commit and get away with it. This is an insane question. Emmy, what crime would you like to commit?
What crime would I like to commit?
Yep. Think about it right now. You can commit any crime. You can do anything. And I don't want no bitch answer. Do something awful. Where people will clip it and say, why the fuck did she say that? Mask off. Let's drop you. I would like to say, I go on record. I know Emmy very well, and she's one of the worst people I know on earth.
Right? So, is bestiality against the law? Because I'm not sure if this qualifies.
It is against the law.
I'm just kidding.
Was that for you or for me?
No, it was for me.
Oh.
Unless you can, if you like.
No, I was just wondering because people always call me a furry when I'm not a fucking furry.
Well, maybe you could be if it wasn't a crime.
It's not a crime to be a furry. I'm
but
just
it
not
should
one.
Be. It should be a crime. Give me one crime, Emmy. You say you want to go first, then do it then. You want to know why I always ask you last? Because you take too long to goddamn think.
Okay, but the honest answer is I really just don't think about committing crimes that much. I'm like, you
you're
fucking
such
terrible.
A politician.
But I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, think of a crime and I'll tell you if I would want to commit that crime.
Okay, stealing.
Okay, so I theoretical.
Killing.
Yeah, sure. Plenty who? Of people, yeah.
Yeah, who?
I don't know. Like, let me just make where's my list? Where's my death note? of course. There's plenty of... Of course there's bad things I
wanted
to...
Would you kill the guy that put sirens on the radio?
It depends. Like, if he did it and he defended it, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
My number one crime that I think I would want to do, and I think about this a lot... I think I would kill everyone that I know. I would think I would get in my car and I just want to go max speed in my car down a road. Always think about I don't understand why I have a car that has like 500-600 horsepower and the most I've ever gone is like 90.
Like three horses.
Yeah, like that's a lot of horses. And these aren't duck sized horses.
I'm trying to think of like illegal things that like you don't really think about besides the obvious ones. Like
I would like
killing,
also to commit
stealing.
Arson.
Arson?
Yeah, I would like to just
well,
burn
here's
things.
The obvious answer that you guys haven't given. I'm surprised you didn't
well,
get
I was
this
thinking
answer.
Like, sorry, go ahead.
Tax evasion.
Well, that's such a boring answer, though, because people already do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, it's not like illegal to like make a cult.
Is it?
Well, it depends. As far as I know, because I've watched some documentaries about like people who like make cults and they're like trying to like get them and they're like, well, you have to like... kind of like do a roundabout like oh like they did this to this person they committed this like you have to like get the small pieces but it's not actually that they're a cult leader or anything. Here's,
I want to bomb a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yep.
Well here's what I would say like so if there was a
bomb a Waffle House.
Yeah. Bomb a Waffle House. Probably improve it. I think you're right. You could make a cult and then you could have it like a cult of evolution. And then it could be about moving the your human race forward and making, like, you know, the right types of decisions to, like, genetically engineer a world of people that are smarter. And then you could figure out different ways to kill your cultists. And if they died, then you would celebrate it because these people were not fit to reproduce through natural selection.
What about kill a chatter?
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was trying to make it interesting.
Well, but yeah, kill a stream sniper. Okay. That way nobody else would ever stream snipe ever again.
Yeah.
That could be big. Mm-hmm. That would be big for one day, man.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like in terms of, like, what crime, I don't. Doing a cult like that would be pretty cool. I don't know. I have a lot of fucked up ideas. Huh? Like, I can keep coming up with even worse stuff too.
I mean, it's already not illegal to make a cult.
Well, yeah, but if you get them to kill themselves, they'll probably get mad.
Then that's illegal, yeah.
Yeah, that's the interesting part.
Is that the ultimate goal?
Well, I mean, if you had a cult dedicated to, like, evolution and the advancement of the human race, yes, it would be.
Are there evolution cults? I mean, I'm sure there are.
There's plenty of crazy people everywhere.
Aren't most cults, like, about, like, religion, but the guy's actually, like, it's actually about me?
What cults do you know about?
Okay, well, there's,
Cult of Lambs.
That's the game.
Yep. That's not a real cult.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there was, like, Jonestown. There's a bunch of ones in America where it's always, like, some guy, like, who's, like, a pastor.
Some charismatic man.
Yeah, like, some charismatic pastor, like, getting all these people, like, okay, like, we're going to go live in this place, and, like, we love God, and the women are going to do this. And then, what other kind of cults are there? I guess there's ones where, like, they want to, like, remove themselves from society, and they just, like, go do whatever and, like, fuck each other.
That's right. Exactly.
They
do
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and then there's, like, other versions of it. Oh, yeah. I mean, for any degree of degeneracy or insanity, I know about it. Like, any type of cult, any weird behavior like that, just ask.
Top five cults.
Top five cults? I think that, you know, number one, you've got the Catholic Church.
Yeah. True. Well, I feel like we're good to get out of here, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm chilling.
Patreon
time, I guess. We are going to do the Patreon this week. We've been taking a couple episodes, doing some other stuff. So yeah, we're going to be doing another Patreon episode. So you can check that out in the link in the description below. And yeah, it's good to be back doing a normal episode, hanging out again. And it's good for me to be able to finally talk again. But we have a few comments that we're going to answer here. Reed, dad episodes are S tier content. The dads need a... Oh, fuck.
Huh.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks, Liam. All right. Next.
That's going to be an insane, because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have your mom or your grandpa and then our dads doing a podcast. That will happen by episode 100.
I did ask my dad about coming on the podcast.
What did he say?
He pretended not to hear me and I kept repeating it. And he was like, I heard you. I just didn't want to. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Who do you think your parents would like more, me or Asmund?
Would they like more?
Yeah. They were to meet us.
Asmund.
That's just the way it is. There's a lot of people that are bad judges of character.
Asmund looked like he's heard every one of these stories 1,000 times by King Log Frog. And the males have handled my deep saying, this
That's
is the quietest.
That's not true, by the way. It's more than 1,000.
Yeah. This is the quietest Asmund has been his entire life. Yeah, I don't believe Asmund said anything other than desperately trying to change the subject when his dad was trying to dox himself again, which I believe we edited out over 1 hour and 20 minutes of footage out of the last podcast, which was insane. And then the last one is by Maceface Gaming 4560. Does Asmund's old pa know that Tectone believes that World War II was in the 1800s?
Oh, yeah. We should have brought that up to him.
I believe we did. And then he started talking about being a tanker in Vietnam.
Oh.
Yeah. He's probably started talking about World War II. Yeah. Which, no, that was the Dwight, because you didn't know who Dwight Eisenhower was.
I still don't. Why would I know that?
But, okay, never mind.
Wait, do you know who that is? No, you don't. Prove it. Liar.
It's the president.
Is Dwight Eisenhower the president?
Yes.
He's not the president. He was a president.
Which
He's
one?
He's not president anymore.
Which one?
The number, I'm not sure. He was the president and he won election in 1952.
Which was?
That was a while ago.
72 years ago. I'm good at math.
Yeah.
Anyways, boys, make sure to check out the Patreon. Hope you all enjoyed the episode. Like, comment, and subscribe. Turn on the bell for all notifications. And thank you so much for watching. We'll see you all next week. Peace.